We will pretty much be discussing American men since they're the kind we know best, but certain similarities are bound to exist internationally. We present 8 of the most common specimens of the American adult male. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but we believe we have identified and classified those men who are the most highly evolved, as well as those who, in our opinions, are way down the evolutionary ladder. You will have no problem figuring out which is which. In fact, you may be familiar with men who fit 2 or more of the categories simultaneously. Certain general types will be identified along with their physical characteristics. At the same time, common variations of the type will be identified as well. The scientific category for these specimens, as determined by the sweet potato queens, is spud. Measurements are included for some spuds, and these are given in feet and inches, pounds and ounces. We considered adding the metric equivalents in parentheses for anybody who cares, but quickly decided that nobody does, so we're not. Height refers to the measurement taken from the top of the skull, hair if it exists, real or make-believe will not be considered for this purpose, to the sole of the foot, with the heel resting firmly on the ground, no tippy-toes allowed. Also included, where pertinent, will be information regarding habitat. Where a spud is spotted may offer important clues as to its identification, much as the tree squirrel will always be found in wooded areas and prairie dogs are pretty much going to be out on the wide-open grasslands. Although location or habitat of some types is specific to certain regions, this is usually not the case. In our experience, you can find assholes pretty much everywhere. Habits will tell you the time, day or night, when the man is most active and what he's likely to be up to then. When known, information will be provided on nesting, food, longevity, breeding season, and other habitual practices that may be of interest. Information on the young may be included where relevant. The economic status refers to the man's ability to pay for things and, more important, his willingness to do so. Longevity is greatly influenced by the subject's habits, particularly in the nesting and breeding subcategories. Some of these spuds are considered to be poisonous and extremely dangerous, and we wish there were some consistent pattern of distinguishing physical characteristics, like pointy heads or red and yellow stripes or big fangs, that we could share with you so that you could run away whenever one is spotted in your vicinity. Unfortunately, however, no thoroughly reliable profile exists. As we said before, assholes are everywhere, and many of them have developed elaborate systems of camouflage that make them difficult to detect. We do hope to offer some assistance in your screening process.